Good morning. Well, today really is a celebration, isn't it? Who's been celebrating so far? Has anyone had any interesting breakfast choices that they happen to know about? An interesting breakfast choice. Ari, what did you eat for breakfast?
Poached egg.
Anything else? Ham?
Chocolate.
Okay, anyone else eat any chocolate this morning? Yes, there's a lot of hands in this section of the room and a few over here. Anyone not have any chocolate this morning? Now, that is almost more of a surprise, isn't it? On Easter morning, no chocolate. There's two things I want to tell you about God today. One is, he is full of surprises. And the other is that he's faithful. Now, in the video we just watched, there were quite a lot of surprises. Can anyone put their hand up and tell me a surprise that happened in the video? I'm going to come over here with my microphone.
When the stone was rolled away.
The stone was rolled away. Big surprise. I think there's at least four more.
Jesus was alive!
Yep, still three more.
The angel.
The angel. They weren't expecting that, were they? Any more surprises? We've got a surprise. Yes? No? Okay. Phoebe?
When Mary saw Jesus standing behind her.
Mary saw Jesus. She was not expecting that. Got one more surprise here.
The guards fled.
The guards ran away. What a bunch of chickens. Nobody thought the guards would run away. That's why they were there. They were big, strong men. Can anyone remember any other surprises? I think we might have covered them all. Okay, so often following Jesus is surprising. Life doesn't always go the way we expect it to, or the way we want it to. But the thing about these surprises is, they don't surprise God. The surprises in our life don't surprise God, and the surprises in today's story didn't surprise God. Nothing surprises God. God had been giving people clues about the Easter story for a long, long time. And I've got some examples, but I've hidden them. In fact, I haven't hidden them, so I don't know actually where they are. But there are, hidden in the church, six pictures of Easter eggs. They're about this big. And so I need some helpers to go and find the pictures of Easter eggs. Just stand up, look around the church. We need to find them as quickly as we can. And if you can't find them, ask Hannah or Rachel, because they hid them. When you found them, bring them to me. Brilliant, thank you very much. One, there's five left. Oh, brilliant. Can I have that one? Lovely, lovely, lovely. Thank you very much. Four more. Okay, Hannah and Rachel, you're going to have to help. Three more, marvelous. Okay, three more. Hannah and Rachel, you're going to need to take some small people with you and help them find three eggs, otherwise this isn't going to work so well. If any grown-ups can see one, you're allowed to help as well. Oh, amazing. Thank you very much. Let me just find out where that needs to go. There. Two more eggs. Hannah, was there one on the stage? Okay, there's one on the stage. Who wants to come and look on the stage? Even I'm not sure where it is. Okay. Oh, good. Many hands make light work, don't they? Brilliant. Okay, Hannah, Rachel, where actually are they? At the back, okay. Oh, brilliant. That's the last one we're looking for. Oh, no, the one at the back is the last one we're looking for. So bring it to me. Thank you, team. Maybe I should have done this myself. Maybe there's something to be learned. No, it hasn't been found, but it's all right. It has. We've got them all. Hooray. Well done. Thank you, guys. Very, very good. Now, that was great. Thank you. So, 1,000 years before Jesus was born, King David wrote some things. Let me read them to you. Tell me if you recognize these from the Easter story, okay? He trusts in the Lord, they said. Let the Lord rescue him. Let him deliver him, since he delights in him. Who is at holiday club? Who can remember who said that to Jesus? Isla, who said that? Oh, me. Yes, I was dressed up as... She's good. Phoebe, who was I dressed up as? A Roman soldier. Yeah, that's what the Roman soldier said, and David wrote that 1,000 years before. Okay, next one. They divide my clothes among them and cast lots for my garment. Who did that? Who divided up Jesus' clothes and rolled a dice to see who would get them? Do you know, Michael, the soldiers, they did that. And again, that was written 1,000 years before he was even born. Okay, my God, why have you forsaken me? Why are you so far from saving me, so far from my cries of anguish? Who said that? Jesus. He said it as he was dying, didn't he? And again, those words David wrote 1,000 years before Jesus was even born. And then Isaiah, about 800 years before Jesus was born, he wrote this. But he was pierced for our transgressions, that's our sins. He was crushed for our iniquities. The punishment that brought us peace was on him. So 800 years before Jesus was even born, Isaiah was prophesying that God had this plan to rescue us. And then Jesus told his friends when he was alive what was going to happen. In Matthew, it says this: from that time on, Jesus began to explain to his disciples that he must go to Jerusalem and suffer many things at the hand of the elders, the chief priests, and the teachers of the law, and that he must be killed and on the third day raised to life. He also said, the Jews were asking him, what sign can you show us to prove your authority to do all this? Jesus answered them, destroy this temple and I will raise it up in 3 days. He was talking about his body. Find my page. Okay. Jesus' death and resurrection, although it was God's plan forever, surprised people. It surprised Jesus' friends, his family, his followers, the Romans, the religious leaders, because it changed things. It means that Jesus is who he says he is. It means that death has lost its power. The power of sin and darkness, everything that keeps us bound up and frightened, we can now be set free from. And this is what God loves to do. It's what God's always done for his people. He rescued the Israelites from slavery. Daniel was thrown into a den of lions, and he shut the lions' mouths so that Daniel was unharmed. Joseph was thrown into a well by his brothers and sold to slavery, but God rescued him. He gave him a high position in the royal household so that he ended up saving his family and the nation from starvation. God is faithful. He didn't abandon his people in the Bible, and he won't abandon us. And then Jesus came, and he performed so many miracles. He set people free. The woman who'd been bleeding for 12 years, he healed her and he set her free. The men who had leprosy and were outcast and alone, he set them free and brought them back into community. The man who'd been tormented by a demon and was living chained in the tombs, Jesus commanded the demon to leave him, and the man came back dressed and in his right mind. This is what God does. He is faithful. He's dependable. He is who he says he is. It was always God's plan to rescue people from sin and darkness, shame and despair. And because Jesus died, defeated death and darkness and separation from God, and rose again, we too can be free from the darkness that separates us from God. So today, on Easter Sunday, as we thank God for Jesus' victory over death and God's faithfulness to us, let's turn back to Jesus. It doesn't matter how far we've gone. It doesn't matter if we've just got a little bit jaded, or we've forgotten to read our Bibles for a little while, or if we've really walked away from Jesus. It's never too late. We've never gone too far to come back to God, to come home, to turn to Jesus and say, thank you. Thank you, Jesus, that you did this for me. Amen.
That's one of the reasons that we love to baptize people on Easter Sunday morning. Traditionally in the church, if you'd have come to me tomorrow on Easter Monday and said, that talk in church, it was amazing, and I want to turn back to Jesus, can I be baptized? I'd have said, brilliant! Next year on Easter Sunday, we'll be doing a baptism service again, because they would only do them once a year, every year. So Sunday's the year when we remember that we all turn back to Jesus and we baptize people again. So it's been great to baptize Linda and Abigail this morning. We're going to sing one last song in a minute, but before we do, I really would like to invite Linda and Abigail back up.